westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm TLF, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. The IRS will summon users who don't report and pay tax on crypto transactions. With the crypto community growing bigger and as trading volumes reach new highs, the United States is also making more efforts to ensure that its Internal Revenue Service could properly collect cryptocurrency tax. It's been announced that U.S. Judge Paul Gardafi authorized the IRS to issue a John Doe summons. That's a term used when the IRS investigates unknown taxpayers. The summons compels the New York-based MY Safra Bank to submit information about taxpayers that might have failed to report and pay taxes on their crypto transactions. According to the announcement, the IRS is specifically looking at users of the crypto exchange SFOX. The IRS believes that even though crypto users are required to report profits and losses, there's a significant lack of compliance from taxpayers when it comes to digital assets. Taxpayers are required to truthfully report their tax liabilities on their returns, and liabilities that arise from cryptocurrency transactions are not exempt. Meanwhile, crypto analytics firm CoinCub recently released a study that shows which countries are the worst in terms of crypto taxation. Belgium ranked on top for its 33% tax on capital gains and withholding 50% from income on trades. Runner-ups include Iceland, Israel, the Philippines, and Japan. In other news, Russia's financial regulators agree on crypto use for international payments. Russia's deputy finance minister has said that the country's apex bank and the finance ministry reached an agreement that would allow the use of cryptocurrency for international payments. According to the report, the new development is geared toward allowing Russians access to digital wallets. Previously, the Bank of Russia had extensively opposed crypto use. However, with the country facing several sanctions from Western authorities, the country's Prime Minister, Mikhail Mishustin, opined that the financial system might have to adjust to the new economic reality. Mishustin directed the financial regulators to develop an agreeable regulation for crypto by December 19th. Meanwhile, Russia's relationship with crypto remains hazy as President Vladimir Putin signed a law on July 14th that banned using cryptocurrencies as a local means of payments.
Huh.
And the financial officer of crypto lender Voyager, which filed for bankruptcy in July, is leaving to pursue other opportunities. Well, at least he doesn't want more time with his family. The company said today CFO Ashwin Prithipal will leave Voyager after a transition period, with Voyager CEO Stefan Ehrlich handling Prithipal's duties for an interim period. According to Prithipal's LinkedIn profile, he had only been Voyager CFO since May. Prithipal was previously the CFO at crypto exchange Drive Digital for 9 months, and prior to that was the CFO at crypto investment firm Galaxy Digital. I bet he was very successful playing musical chairs. Voyager's assets are currently being auctioned off by a bankruptcy court, with crypto exchanges Binance and FTX reportedly submitting the highest bids of around $50 million. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.